very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Washington, D.C., from Studio 7. And this Monday, December 26th, 2022, my name is Evans Ezininga. And tonight we have a very hot and interesting topic. We are talking about the year 2022. What a year it was. Cancelled by elections took center stage between March and December. Intimidating, harassment and beating up of opposition supporters by suspected ZANU-PF activists was widely condemned nationally and internationally. Nelson Chamisa's Citizens Coalition for Change surprised ZANU-PF, MDCT and other contesting parties in the by-elections by winning most of the council seats in March. ZANU-PF continued to dominate in rural wards. On the economic front, Zimbabwe released some gold coins which were auctioned using the intermarket bank rate, and a few people, if any, are still talking about the coins which were widely hyped by the central bank and the President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government as a means of stopping their savings from losing value. The galloping inflation caused havoc on the gold coins. Was this a white elephant? We will go into that shortly. There is also no doubt that the arrest of CCC senior official and Zengeza West parliamentarian Job Sikala and his colleague Godfrey Sithole and 14 Nyatsime CCC activists raised a lot of concern in Zimbabwe and beyond. Sikala, who has been in remand prison for more than 6 months, is facing charges of inciting political violence following the death of CCC activist Mo Blessing Ali. Ali is still unburied after she was allegedly killed by suspected ZANU-PF activists. There were some positive developments in Zimbabwe. However, you know, business slightly bounced back after COVID-19 numbers went down worldwide, including the Southern African nation. Who also would have thought that Ricky Rose, the boss, could perform in Zimbabwe? Even Floyd Mayweather, an international boxing champion, rubbed shoulders with local Zimbabwean promoters, the likes of Scott, as the curtain came down in 2022. The World Cup grabbed headlines as well, with some Zimbabweans trooping to betting centers. Some lost fortunes, including a dog. Not only that, but Lionel Messi's fancy footwork, scoring prowess and caping it all with winning the World Cup made people to temporarily forget their problems. What with Cameroon beating Brazil? Talk about saving the best for last. France's Kylian Mbappe scoring a hat-trick in the World Cup final, making him one of the top achievers in the Premier Soccer event. And Morocco. I know you think I had left it out, but no. This is the only African team to ever reach the World Cup semi-finals. What more can I say? Some Zimbabweans are back at their vending bays in towns and cities in an attempt to eke out a living. Their efforts are being imperiled by fuel shortages, electricity cuts, lack of cash, highly priced goods and services, amongst other issues. Those that have formal jobs, teachers and general workers, are living from hand to mouth. It would be interesting to hear how the year has been to many of you in 2022. And with a bit of luck, we will also take a quick peek into 2023. Muri Zimbabwe kwazuai muchirongwa chedu che live talk nasi. Tiku tarisa kupera kwe gore ra 2022. Tichitarisa maperero arakaita. Zvakaitika mariri, zvakagonekwa nezvakatadzikwa kubva kusarudzo dzemabyelections, mamwe kugokwe kabuyuni, mamwe kumatabeleland south, kumidlands nekwakawanda wanda, kumwe tainzwa kuti vanhu vairohwa kana kukonzera mhirizhonga, kusvika kuhondo yekudzikamisa dhora remunyika, iro raipenga vakuru vezvemari vachitatarika kugadzirisa nyaya dzezveupfumi munyika. Mari yekunze yemaUS dollars ichitengeswa pamusika weauction. Takaonawo vemapato ezvematongerwo enyika akasiyana-siyana achinongedzera nazvigunwe pamusoro pekuitika kwemhirizhonga. Vamwe vakasungwa, vamwe vachiri mutirongo nanhasi, vakaita sana vaJob Sikala, asi vaGodfrey Sithole vakazoburitswa musure mekubvisa mari yechibatiso, nevamwe gumi nevana venyatsime 14 mushure mekufa kwamuzvare Mo Blessing Ali, avo vakazowanikwa mutumbi wavo uri mugodhi wemvura pamusha wamai vavo kuBeatrice. Nanhasi mutumbi wavo hausati wavigwa. Takaonawo nyika ichinzwa kudzokedzana kubva kudenda recovid-19 rakamboshungurudza vanhu, mabhizimisi nemagariro. Tikaona mazuva apera zvichinzi musika mukuru wemupedzanhamo wakange wave pedyo nekuzovhurwa, vaitaura vachitoti waifanira kudai wakavhurwa Kisimusi isati yasvika. Takaonawo muimbi ane mukurumbira wekuno kuAmerica, Ricky Rose the Boss, achiuya kuZimbabwe kuzofadza veruzhinji. Tikaonawo nyangwe nyanzvi dzine mukurumbira dzezvibhakera vanokanda maoko vana Floyd Mayweather vachimiramira nevamwe vekuZimbabwe vakaita sana Scott. Takaonawo zvakare nyika dzichifara mazuva akatambwa mitambo mikuru yeWorld Cup uyo wakatambirwa kuDoha kuQatar. Vatsigiri venhabvu vachiteverera zvikwata zvakasiyana-siyana zvavaitsigira kuti vaone kuti shasha ndiani pakati pevatambi vane mukurumbira. Takaona vana Lionel Messi, vana Ronaldo nana Mbappe. Chero hazvo nyika yairemerwa magetsi achinetsa munyika, asi pakave nenguva yekumbosunungukawo vanhu vachifara pamazuva iwayo. Saka chirongwa chanhasi ndechenyu muri yeZimbabwe kuti imi tinzwewo kuti kwamuri gore maripedza sei, kwamuri rakafambawo zvakadi, makakunda zvingani, mukafoira zvingani, muri kuripenderawo sei. Vamwe vari mumigwagwa namanje kuenda kumisha izvozvi, vamwewo vakakundikana kuenda kumisha, asi vanotaura vanoti chikuru kufema ndiwo matauriro avanoita paZimbabwe. Zimbabweans all over the world have memories to share about 2022. And to kick off our show today, let's take a look at a year-end message from the Executive Director of Zimbabwe Cross-Border Traders Association, Dennis Juru, who lives in South Africa. Let's see what he says.
It has been a good year for the people in the diaspora, despite the fact that people in South Africa, Zimbabwe and South Africa, cannot renew their ZEP permits. But at least people managed to harvest a little bit. As we can see, there's a number of people crossing into the country. We urge those who doesn't have papers to use gazetted points of entry to avoid deaths due to the flooding river Limpopo. Be careful with magumagumas when you are at the border. Make sure that you stick to the instructions you get from bus crew and instructions you get from the border officials. This is International Cross Border Traders Association. Right now, I'm at DS Fruit Jam, where I'm enjoying the holiday. I couldn't make it to Zimbabwe, so I resorted to the South African holiday resorts.
And that was the Executive Director of Zimbabwe Cross-Border Traders Association, Dennis Juru, enjoying the festive season in South Africa. Moving forward, tine vamwewo vanorarama nekutengesa mumigwagwa pamisika muHarare. Tichanzwa muzvare Jane Sanhuwe vachiudza mutori wedu wenhau Rutendo Mawere kuti zororo rekupera kwegore rino harina kumira zvakanaka. Tinzwei vachirondedzera.
Vadatsvagira dzibodzi magreti hani vakaruka mari dzacho hanaa, asi mari ikaramba ichitenderawo zvimwe tokwanisa kurara aafrica vandau vanhu vokwanisa kugadzisha nokuda kwekuti mari aizotenderera zvikwanisa kukwanisa kuraraaka mari katika indorarama nekutengesa panapa ndopabasa ipangu pandoshandira. Asi hei akata sana une holidhe yasvika aomu vanhu vana mari asi kutenderera kaita sirokut
Muzare Jane Sanuwe vachitaura Narutendo Mawere mutori wedu wenhau weStudio 7 vari kuHarare. So now, good people, to help us discuss the end of 2022, we are joined by our guests for tonight's show. I will introduce first the CCC member and chairman of the North America province, Mr. Tawanda Dzokora. He is coming in on Skype from North Dakota here in the USA. We also have ZANU-PF member and lawyer based in UK, Dr. Masimba Malaza. He is coming in as well from London to help us talk about the end of 2022. We also have Professor Ricky Mnyaradzi Mukonza, an academic and political analyst based in South Africa at Tshwane University. Gentlemen, welcome to Live Talk and our topic today, 2022 in retrospect.
Thank you very much. Makadi Muria Zimbabwe yakateerera.
Tinotenda varume mauya pachirongwa. Let's kick off with you, Vadzokora, kwamuri ikoko uko. Tiri kutarisa nhasi kuti gore raakupera iri. Zvakawanda zvakaitika. Zvimwe zvakagonekwa, zvimwe zvakatadzikwa. Kunongedzerana kwakawanda zvimwe tazvitaura kumashure uko. In a nutshell, from your perspective, how would you say 2022 ended for you?
A very bad year, a very bad year for Zimbabwean citizens. We saw Emmerson Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF declaring war on the citizens of Zimbabwe. You saw what they did in Nsiza. They opened fire to unarmed citizens in Gokwe. We saw the death of Pongeni Ncube, who was murdered at a rally in Kwekwe. We saw the mutilation and the murder of Mo Blessing Ali, our sister, in Chitungwiza. We also saw the murder of Mr. Tuesday in Bulawayo. All these people have been killed. They are dead, but no one is in jail for them. We also saw the weaponization of the courts in Zimbabwe by Emmerson Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF. Mr. Job Scala, our member of parliament, is still in jail now. 5 months are down the line. 18 people were also arrested arbitrarily after Mo Blessing Ali was murdered. And those people are now out of jail, but they had no reason to be in jail. Even now, Honorable Job Scala should not be in jail. He is innocent. We are not saying ZANU-PF should not arrest our members, but we are saying when they have arrested them, they should follow due process. Honorable Job Scala has a right, you know, to be tried outside jail, but now he's still in there. We also saw in Zimbabwe becoming one of the worst countries to be in. You can find this on Google. It's the saddest place that you can be in because of its poverty, because of lack of provision of health facilities to its citizens. So we saw the continued impoverization of Zimbabweans in 2022. But of course, we hope for a better 2023. Let's all go and register to vote and vote for President Chamisa so that we have a better year. We have a better Christmas. This year, people had Christmas, in the dark. There is no electricity in Zimbabwe. But we know that this is the last year. This is the last time that Zimbabweans will be suffering like this. Next year, with President Chamisa, anengari machikichori.
Mm-hmm. There we heard from Vadzokora in North Dakota. Thank you for your perspective on the year end. Let's also cross over to ZANU-PF. Dr. Malaza, muripo here? We thank you so much for coming to the show tonight. It's a very interesting show, and as you've heard from Vadzokora, he is pointing out a number of issues there, and I think you would be the perfect man to come in right after him and give us also your side of the coin. What's your perspective, 2022? How is the year ending for you?
Kutanga ndinoti gore ra 2022 ranga riri gore ranga rakaremerwa taita siku nasai kufamba kwakaremerwa kuenda mberi nekudzokera shure asi tanga tine chinangwa chekuti vana veZimbabwe vasvike gore rino ripere vaakuziva pavakananga. Chekutanga ndechekuti ZANU PF has done tremendously well in 2022. We have had a lot of unsubstantiated allegations against ZANU PF, accusations from CCC and their handlers that Zimbabwe has descended into unlawlessness and descended into the breach of human rights, which is actually a dream and a lie coming from those people who are never satisfied by the good work being done by our president, His Excellency President Emmerson Nambuzo Mnangagwa. But what you wanted us to remember is that it's the year we have seen Zimbabwe being recognized internationally. We were invited to Scotland to COP26, where Zimbabwe signed and came there and actually contributed towards the good of the whole world and the good of the earth. And actually we applauded for what we've been doing in Zimbabwe in the industry of keeping our country green, in the business of dealing with smoke and making sure the world is a better place. We were again we saw the invitation of our president to Belgium by the Belgian leader, where President Mnangagwa went to fight, and all along we've been in the cold for a long time. We have seen again the president being invited to Switzerland's Davos, where we went there in full force and we courted a lot of business people, investments, and people were coming to Zimbabwe just to invest because of the visit of the president. We have seen the charm of our president, that wherever he goes, he's followed by this strong will of motivation of investment which comes to Zimbabwe. As a result, our unemployment level fell from 80% to 65%. And it means we are moving on. Zimbabwe is improving. Our economy has got better despite the depression in the whole world. Zimbabwe has become up top. Actually, we have realized that we have so many minerals which are now profitably mined and sold for the benefit of Zimbabwean children. We went further to realize that this year was the year again when our president, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, when he went to the United Nations, he actually had a lot of support from other regional leaders who stood together with him and with Zimbabwe to make a request that the sanctions must be removed. And 2 weeks ago, or rather a week ago or 2 weeks ago, we saw the Zimbabwe being invited to the African Leaders Summit, which was in America, where we ended up having our Minister of Foreign Affairs attending because our president is on sanctions, is on American sanctions. But we have realized that the doors have been opened. We are now engaging everybody. Zimbabwe has shown in 2022 only that we are a friend to all and an enemy to none. And we are building this country brick by brick as we move on. And again, internally, we would say that, yes, we had problems, we had the electricity going and coming and these things happening. But now, as we approach the end of 2022, we have got now a lot of capabilities of making sure that there will be no electric outage in Zimbabwe from December. We have now come together and worked. ZESA has worked with us. Wange is fully functional. And Zimbabwe is not going to have these shortages again. We will have yet there. The whole world is suffering. We have realized that the world is a global village. The problem in Ukraine is affecting Zimbabwe as it has affected people in Ukraine. So this means we cannot live alone. We live in a global village. We have, however, experienced the most painful moments of having traitors, people who hate us, and unfortunately they are yellow and they are called CCC. We are trying our best to peaceful means of bringing us together to peace.
Dr. Mabaza.
Yes, sir.
Let me to interrupt a little bit. I can tell, gentlemen, you have a lot of energy. You have a lot to share with the world. Let me also bring in a neutral player, our good professor, Professor Mkonza, to also chip in. He's heard what the CCC member has said. He has heard what Dr. Mabaza has said. Let's bring in Professor Mkonza, if you can hear me. Prof, are you well?
Thank you very much, Mr. Zininga. Good evening to my fellow panelists, and good evening to your listeners.
Thank you.
Indeed,
yes. Go ahead.
You know, what we are hearing from the two main political players in Zimbabwe, which is the CCC and ZANU-PF, is at the center of the problem that we have. There is no common understanding in terms of, you know, the problems that we are facing as a country, and also what could help us to come out of that that quagmire that we have been in since, I think, late 1990s, maybe in 2000, thereabout. Now, if I may come in and put in my own analysis of some of the key highlights in Zimbabwe's you know, public life in general, I think I'll start with politically. I think earlier on in the year we saw CCC coming out and also contesting in elections, and why that is important, Mr. Zininga and listeners, is that you know there has been some debate amongst you know, Zimbabweans after the passing on of Morgan Tsvangirai, the you know, and all that then took place. There were contestations between you know, President Chamisa and President Monzora. They were fighting, you know, for, I mean, there was a turf war. But what happened is that after CCC came out and became, you know, a political party, separate political entity, and contested in those by-elections, it then separated, you know, President Chamisa from President Monzora. In the sense that it came out very clearly that President Chamisa, I think, is the dominant, you know, political leader in the opposition. So for me, that was quite a highlight politically. But also, the you know, there's always something that we can pick that probably is still a challenge with CCC, because we hear about debates on structures and you know, some of the things that probably neutral people would say, but is this how a modern political party should be run? So it's something that probably they are working on. They may argue that they are a new political entity and they are working on it, but that debate, you know, did not put CCC in good light. Moving on, the issue of violence, I think it has been picked up by the CCC representative there, I think that did not really, you know, paint Zimbabwe in good light. We saw the violence that happened in Gokwe, the violence that happened in one of the by-elections in Matabeleland, and the more Blessing Ali incident. I think it did not really reflect well on our politics as Zimbabweans, because we are in 2022 and we still, you know, engage in those Stone Age tactics of, you know, trying to get the better of each other. Then you also have issues.
Allow me to interrupt you as well. This is, you've raised very interesting pointers there for these gentlemen to ponder and dissect. Let me allow Vadzokora to come in and respond. Vadzokora, you've heard what analyst Professor Mkonza has said. You've also heard what Dr. Mabaza said when they came in. Let's bring you back and respond to that in a quick nutshell so we can all have some time to share our views. Go ahead, Vadzokora.
Yes, I really have nothing to respond to Dr. Mabaza, because he didn't say anything that ZANU-PF has not been saying. They cry about sanctions, but a recent research has shown that Zimbabwe is in its on its knees, not because of sanctions primarily, but because of corruption. You know, we have seen 2022 corruption picking up in Zimbabwe, people are caught with the diamonds, millions of diamonds or worth of diamonds at the airport. But nobody is in jail. We have lost billions of dollars through corruption. And Mr. Mnangagwa has not done anything about that. And so we know that Zimbabwe is suffering not because of sanctions, as ZANU-PF would want people to believe. We are suffering because of massive looting that is taking place in Zimbabwe. And despite the violence that has been ongoing in Zimbabwe, despite President Chamisa almost getting assassinated in Masvingo and also in Mutare, despite all that, there is a lot that has happened in 2022 that is making Zimbabwe smile. The birth of a new movement, CCC, you know, it hasn't been launched yet. Yeah, but yet it has already won over 65% of the by-elections that were done in Zimbabwe. That gives hope to the people of Zimbabwe that something is going to happen in 2023. We keep praying that all Zimbabweans are in the diaspora, especially in South Africa, Mozambique, Zambia, will see it upon themselves that they go and register to vote, and all the Zimbabweans in Zimbabwe, especially the youth and women, also turn out in large numbers to go and register to vote so that we can remove ZANU-PF in 2023 and move away
from
the suffering that our country is going through.
Ndikubatei pamuromo, ndikubatei muromo, regai tiite kuti vamavaza vadzoke zvakare, vapindirewo. Dr. Mavaza, kana muchiripo, manzwawo zviri kutaurwa navadzokora izvo kuti aiwa, miseve ichiri yakanongedzera kwamuri. Vari kuti se ZANU-PF ndimi muri kuramba muchikonzeresa kuti gore rino ripere risina kumira zvakanaka. Toda kuti mudzoke zvakare manzwawo zvataurwa naProfesa Mukonza vachitaura nyaya dzekuti pane zvinhu zviviri zvitatu zvakanongedzerwa zviri kuita kuti gore rino rimire mamiriro arakaita. Dzokai vamavaza mutiwo o mazwi maviri ipapo tisati tadzokera kuna Prof.
Maita basa chekutanga dai mungodzi vapereri munzwisi kuti vadzokora. Hapana chavataura zvavataura chiri zvisingaoneke seumhandu ravamai. Chekutanga ndechekuti gore ra2022 igore rakaratidza muEngland kuti munhu anoita zvekuda kuparadza nyika yake kana yevamwe anosungwa. Pakasungwa muchinda weCCC, mukuru mukuru weCCC anonzi Chinyanga, akatiwa 4 years nenyaya yake yekuda kuita utororo nekunopisa makamba emapurisa muZimbabwe, asi akasungirwa muno muEngland akaenda kujeni. Zvinotiratidza kuti kusungwa kwavasikana nevamwe vavo nedzimwe mhondi dzakasungwa kuZimbabwe mutemo wagara muZimbabwe. Tida kutenda kuti Zimbabwe haisi kutya kushandisa mutemo wayo. Vasikana ritori mhondi yakasungwa ichaenda kunotongwa, akabatwa nemhosva anoenda kujeni kwakaita shamwari yake Rhodes Chinyanga aiwa nenhengo yeCCC. Akaonekwa asina mhosva anodzokera kumba kumhuri yake. Gore rino takadzidza zvakawanda, bati muchidimbu muone kuti mhuri yavasikala
itai gaga. Dr. Mavaza, hatisisina nguva, itai kuti gaga 30 seconds tigodaidzawo Prof vagopenderawo maonero avo.
Ndaida kungoti kumhuri yeCCC onai zviri kuita jobs kana mhuri yake iri kutambura, asi kune vane mari muCCC hakuna kana mumwe ari kumubatsira. Saka mukavhotera CCC mavhotera mhondi dzisikambokubatsira kana masvika mukutambura. Dzidzai pamuonde onai zviita kuna sikana. Tokupedzisira, ndoda kuti mungoziva kuti Zimbabwe yakabudirira, takavhura parliament itsva
yakanakachiregai. Nguva yedu inotiitira jerasi, chirongwa ichi chinenge chichida nguva yakawanda. Ichiregai tidaidze Prof Mukonza. Prof, dzokai muite referee wedu wekupedzisira, mutiwo masoko ekuvharisa chirongwa chanhasi. Tichatsvaga imwe nguva tigodzokorora futi nyaya iyi yakakosha iyi.
Ndizvozvo vazininga. Aiwa, zvechokwadi tiri kuzvinzwa tese sekutaurwa mamboita. Makakatanwa pakati pevaviri ava.
Itai gaga, ndatosara nemamiseconds mashoma shoma. Tabva taita munyama Prof. Chiregai ndikudamburirei ipapo. Let's thank our guests for coming to the show today, and our listeners, we also thank you and all the viewers at home. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow, and we will continue with these subjects on the end of this year and a peek into 2023. I am your host tonight, Evans Azininga. Let me say good night, Zimbabwe. We will talk again tomorrow.